Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
First, let's begin this hour's e-news with former Bachelor Chris Sewell's this morning.
Yeah, this is a bet a mess. This hit and run that happened the other night where somebody died. And it looks like it was Chris's fault, okay? He didn't just crash into the tractor and then book it home like the initial reports suggested. He called 911, and TMZ has the audio to prove it. On the recording, Chris is out of breath, but he sounds coherent. So if he was intoxicated, doesn't sound like he was totally tanked. He admits he rear-ended the tractor and tells the dispatcher that he checked the victim's pulse and felt it, but added that the guy wasn't conscious and was bleeding from his mouth.
You want to hear some of it?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Can I analyze the audio? See how coherent he sounds.
Is he drunk?
Kenny County 911, what is the location of your emergency?
Just north of Aurora.
Where did we talk?
An accident. Is he okay? I rear-ended a guy in a tractor.
Okay, so it's a truck, car versus tractor?
Yes.
Okay, and who's injured?
The man on the tractor.
Is the tractor in the ditch?
Yes.
Okay, and the guy was thrown into the ditch?
Yes.
Okay, is he breathing, Chris?
I can't tell. It doesn't appear to be.
Is the tractor on him?
No.
Chris, do you know how to do CPR?
No, I don't.
Okay. Does anyone there know how to do CPR?
Anybody know how to do CPR? It's blood. There's blood.
Out of his mouth, Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like I feel a pulse. Yeah, he's got a pulse.
He does have a pulse?
You guys are on your way?
Okay, Chris, I'm going to stay on the line with you. We have law enforcement, medical, en route to you.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know, that is crazy. He sounds pretty coherent, but you know what? Something like that will sober you up.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Real good.
But if he didn't know CPR, what was he counting?
There was somebody else there.
Several people was performing CPR.
Yeah. And it seems that Chris knew the victim, which makes sense because it happened in rural Iowa near his home and, you know, rural areas. Everybody knows everyone. But after that, he left the scene, and we don't know why. I guess he called a friend and had him drive him home, and the police wanted talk to that person, too. But there are reports that he refused to cooperate with the authorities when they approached him at his house. He wouldn't leave until they got a warrant that allowed them to come in and take him into custody. So even when if he did realize the victim was dead and then was so upset he left, why wouldn't he cooperate with the police?
Mm-hmm.
So we're also hearing that the tractor did not have its lights on, if it even had lights. But the police aren't sure that even matters because it was twilight at the time of the accident.
Yeah, that was, there's a lot of construction going on around here, Reading Road and Martin Luther King, and it's not unusual, too, with Children's Hospital. They're now doing the landscaping because of the warm weather and stuff, and I've noticed that they'll have, like, a big pace truck between the cars behind the tractor in front of the pace truck just to protect the guy because they move at a slow rate of speed, and there are a lot of hills and blind spots there, and it occurred to me the other day what a smart idea that is, considering how fast some of those cars go on Harvey Avenue and Burnett Avenue.
You know, that's regular practice in rural areas. I mean, I can't tell how many times a legitimate excuse for being late somewhere.
I was got behind, stuck behind a tractor. Yeah.
Yep. Or even if you want to go from your neighbor's house to back to your house,
you don't gotta go far.
You just hop on the tractor. I mean, it happens.
All right, another e-news this morning. President Trump loves Coca-Cola. And now that he's in the White House, he definitely doesn't have to get up from his desk, go to the kitchen and pull one out of the fridge. According to a new report, President Trump has some sort of red button on his Oval Office desk. And whenever he's got a hankering for a Coke, he just pushes the button. And the butler brings him one.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that the greatest?
But I mean, it's funny that there's just a button. That is all that the button is for, is just for Coke.
That's right. This is my Coke button
That's
right
the
here.
Coke button.
Yep.
So, I mean, if there's a French fry button, does it produce a different buzz?
What would you have a button for?
That's what I was wondering.
What would I have a button for?
And does it have to be a drink, or can it be a snack?
I mean, that's the problem. One specific snack would you want multiple times a day that would be a good excuse to have an entire button
I don't
just
know.
For it?
Jeff had some white cheddar baked Cheetos the other day that were quite delicious that he shared with us. Maybe we need a button for that.
Ernie says it's the fastest selling item in the vending machine here at the Hubbard Broadcast
Center.
Number
one?
Yep.
Did you have one, Jen? They were really good.
No, I didn't.
You must not have been in here.
Yeah, I think they were gone by the time I returned
to
the studio.
We ate them all.
Oh, well. Another one's on the way. But it's an upgrade from his office in Trump Tower, this red button. Because at Trump Tower, he would just yell out, "Bring me a Coke." And then somebody would bring him a Coke. Sadly, there is not a photo of this thing, so I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what it looks like. I can't tell you if it's some awesome, dramatic, big red button, like the Easy Button from the Staples commercial, or if it's just some sort of paging button on a phone. But one thing is clear. He likes his Coke. He spent his entire... You know what I love about Donald Trump, though? Is he eats like I like to eat. He eats Domino's, KFC, McDonald's, and despite that, his doctor insists that President Trump is the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. If that is not an example, I don't know what is.
Wow.
Word has it that the president's favorite foods to eat in the White House are well-done steak with ketchup or meatloaf.
Well, hey. Meat and potatoes kind of guy, apparently.
Well done, though.
Funny.
Yeah, well, that's where we, you know.
That's where you part ways.
That's where we part ways, yeah.
$40 million in debt is where Johnny Depp is sitting right now. And he would like his former money managers to know that it's all their fault that he ended up there. And their claim that he did it to himself by living beyond his means is complete and total hogwash. He says, "Why didn't they drop me as a client if I was so out of control? I've worked very, very hard for a lot of years and trusted a lot of people, some who've clearly let me down." He adds, "It's my money. If I want to buy 15,000 cotton balls a day, it's my thing." Johnny would also like us to know that he did not spend $3 million to build a cannon to shoot Hunter Thompson's ashes out of it. It was more like $5
million. Oh. Well, close.
Well, he's suing his former managers for $25 million, and they're countersuing him $560,000 in unpaid fees, and they want the judge to rule that Johnny's financial troubles are his own fault.
Hmm.
So, that would suck, man.
Yeah,
that
you think,
kind of money. And,
you think he's the victim in this, or do you think he brought this on? Because you hear stories like Billy Joel years ago, and then Bernie Madoff, who, you know, bamboozled all those celebrities, including Kevin Bacon and his wife, Kira Sidgwick, I guess, lost a lot of money.
I think they lost all
everything.
Their savings. Yeah.
I mean, that kind of thing happens. But
And that sucks.
Sure.
Don't you think
it's
one of those things, too, that you have to have someone, a really good friend or something, that's going to be like, "No, you're not doing the canon." But I want to. It's not happening.
I try to be that friend of Jen, but she won't. She doesn't
you
listen.
You gave up years ago. You know,
but I think you need someone like that, you know.
Well, I think
person.
Well, I think when you've got that kind of crazy money, you just automatically, "I can afford that. I can afford that. I want that. Yeah. Oh, I've got plenty of money."
That's why you need me to smack
you
your hand and
somebody,
say no.
Well, you need somebody to kind of put to have a budget, saying as long as you're putting this much in these places, then you can play.
Right.
He's
but
not. Yeah.
When I would be,
that.
I would. Be awful if I made Johnny Depp money, because that would be me. I'd be throwing money to
everywhere.
Friends, buying presents, donating to charity.
Oh, thanks. And we would be friends to you as well.
Oh, yeah, until all the money was gone. I was $40 million in debt, and I would say, "Hey, Jeff."
I'm sorry, who is this?
Yeah.
Jen who?
All right. Anything else, Jen?
No, that's it.
Okay. Rare steak, stiff drink. 631, Cincinnati's Q102. Thank you. Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Doing great. I got your three headlines right here. Tell us the real one, and you're going to go see Unforgettable, the new Katherine Heigl movie, okay? All right. Is it A, man calls 911 when escort refuses to accept Chick-fil-A gift cards as payment? Is it B, woman arrested for trying to sell stolen flip phones out of the back of her smart car? Or C, a prostitute is busted after she offers to trade sex for chicken McNuggets?
Gonna guess C as a cat.
You're right.
Yay!
Yeah. Is it a box of 20 piece?
It does not specify.
Okay. Sweet and sour.
Yeah, 20-year-old prostitute named Alex Dorino from Bradenton, Florida, was working outside of a gas station on Tuesday night and offered to offered her services to a guy for $25 and one order of chicken McNuggets.
Yes.
She wanted the McNuggets up front, though. Smart.
Yeah, you should do that.
Well, you need the energy for the services.
Correct.
But on the way, the guy stopped because it turned out he was an undercover cop and it was a sting. Damn it.
Oh, man. Yeah. So she didn't even get the McNuggets.
No, she was arrested for prostitution.
She went to jail hungry.
And to my knowledge, I don't offer McNuggets in the clink.
No, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. All right, 651. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, looking at a good chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms. And then those will taper by noon. Otherwise, partly cloudy the rest of the day. We'll see a high around 70. It is 64 with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.